The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana Barrientos in studio with me, Lexi Brinkley, Robin Perry Braun, and Susan Steinbrecher. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, that reminds me of a funny joke, but I'm not going to tell it. Oh my
joke?
Gosh. I don't think it was. I'm trying to remember, but I know that's how the joke opens. Just, you know what? You should always have a good joke in your pocket.
That's true.
A really good. Do you guys have any good jokes in your pocket that you keep for like if you're in a social environment that you might want to wow the crowd with?
I have a good male blonde joke, but it's kind of long, so probably.
Okay, go ahead. It's okay.
Okay,
so we have all the time in the world. No, really. Go ahead though. I want to hear it.
Okay, so there's a Heinrich and Pablo and Fred, and they're all construction workers.
Okay.
And so they're on their lunch break and they're eating lunch. And so, you know, Pablo pulls out his lunch and he goes, "Oh no, tacos again." He goes, "My wife, she makes me tacos every day." And he says, "You know, I just..."
I love the voice.
Well,
I love it when people do voices. Okay. I love doing voices myself. Yeah. Do you, Susan? Do you do any voices?
More authentic.
Okay.
That's right. And
okay,
goes, "I just can't take it anymore. If I have tacos again tomorrow, I'm going to jump off and kill myself."
Okay.
And so, and then Fred gets out and he goes, "Bologna sandwich again." He goes, "I don't know if my wife makes me a bologna sandwich again tomorrow. I'm going to jump off this thing and die. Just kill myself." And then the blonde, Friedrich, he goes, "Ooh, Wiener Schnitzel again." He goes, "If I get Wiener Schnitzel again tomorrow, I'm going to jump off this and kill myself." That's a bad...
He's
going to
jump off the what and kill himself?
Well, they're construction workers. They're on a high rise.
Okay. So, all right.
Next day, they're all sitting up there for lunch, and they're a little bit tentative, like opening their lunchbox. Pablo, you know, and I'm thinking, just go home and tell your wife not to make you that again. But anyway, it wouldn't be
tell
a joke, right?
So change it up, honey.
So Pablo opens his lunchbox, and he says, "Oh, no tacos again," and he jumps off, and he dies. And then Fred goes, "Bologna sandwich again," and he jumps off, and he dies, and... And Heinrich opens it, goes, "Oh, Wiener Schnitzel again," and he jumps off and he kills himself. So the wives are all at the funeral together, and they're all sobbing. And Pablo's wife is like, "Oh, if he'd only told me that he didn't..." Now that's Italian. "If he didn't that he didn't like tacos, I would have given him something else, you know." And then Fred's wife is like, "Dang that Fred, if he just told me that he didn't like bologna sandwiches, I would have made him something different."
Okay.
And then...
Let's hear you do a Fräulein now.
So Heinrich's wife's just standing there. She's not crying. And they're like, "Aren't you sad that, you know, he did that?" And she goes, "Well, he makes his own lunch."
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Oh my
I like the way you did "well," because that's very authentic. Actually,
I didn't have time to practice that, so I'll do it better next time. I'll be a little better prepared. So.
That's great.
Well, you know, that was very good. Actually, my joke is the same one that I've had for years. It's my Dixadril joke about the new pharmaceutical, Viagra. Have you heard of it? It's liquid Viagra. It's called my Dixadril. So you can go home and take a shot. I got out of Playboy, yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Okay, so Diamond, do you have one? Or Susan, would you have one that you'd like to share?
Oh, gosh, I don't. I'm
sorry. You don't? Okay, Diamond, do you have a good one? No, Diamond doesn't have one. Okay, she's just shy. Diamond's shy in there. Well, so, you know, Diamond, speaking of Diamond, she gave me this book of questions by Gregory Stock, PhD. This is revised and updated, but it's a book of questions. It's the book of questions. And so I told Avi to pick one out, so this is the one she picked out. Would you have one of your fingers removed surgically if it was somehow guaranteed that you would be immune? You would have immunity from all major diseases.
Any finger?
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Are
just
you kidding
a finger.
Me?
Or we can just study holistic medicine and know.
Or
how
yeah,
to
or
be
you can
me.
Take.
Not have to worry about that.
Well, you know, but you know, your immune system gets compromised severely.
Know,
I've been fighting
well,
this
be.
For weeks. You
well,
know,
well, and even just you know, you can be exposed to things accidentally that aren't your fault. So.
Yeah. Right. Well, this all started with me when the wind was blowing so crazy about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and yeah. the temperature kept going up and down.
Right.
And then I was, you know, of course we all have stress, but somehow the stress finally got to me. I haven't been sick in like I don't know 5 years, something like that. Even when my best friend died, I didn't get sick,
right.
you know?
Well, it's cumulative. Maybe your body just needs to detox.
You know what? You know what? And I had a relapse, and I think it's because this weekend, I went and got a massage for the first time yeah. in like 5 years, and I really believe that it released all these toxins into my yeah. body because I had almost like flu-like symptoms
it,
the
it
next
did.
Morning.
It was the massage.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah. You really shouldn't get a massage if you're not feeling well because it will kick into a detox.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting an infrared sauna.
That's good.
And so,
help.
Yeah, actually, we're after our staff meetings, we're all going to be infrareding.
I actually bought one. I bought one. I own
well,
one.
Well, they say that
it's not
the toxins accumulate in your muscle. And
right?
that's why
yeah.
it gets released sometimes.
Oh,
yeah.
well, I haven't had a massage in 5 years, so my body was flooded with stuff.
Well, and so I recommend, too, if you're going to get massages regularly, is to either dry brush or get lymph treatments, too, so it can help your body flush.
What's a dry brush?
I've heard a lot about the dry
brush. Oh, I love that.
Dry
I use
brush.
It all the time.
It's just a little, it looks like a horse brush almost.
Right.
It's a little
you
stiff
brush
bristle brush. You brush your skin and it helps keep you.
It kind of hurts, but it's sort of invigorating at the same time.
Yeah.
But it really takes the dead skin off.
Like you do it yourself?
You do it
yeah,
yourself. You brush your body. It has a handle for your back and stuff. But
oh,
it
I have one of those in my, I do that when I shower.
It gets your, yeah, but you do it dry.
This is dry.
And
oh,
it gets okay. your lymph system flowing because your lymph system flushes your toxins in your body. So
wow, all this information I didn't know. So
yeah, yeah.
So I just
well,
do it dry.
As we get older, lymph is tough. I mean, it's tough to keep it flowing. That,
huh.
that dang lymph. I just bought my girls all lymph brushes.
You just bought them all what?
I bought them all lymph brushes.
Lymph brushes. And yeah. where do they sell lymph brushes?
You can get them on Amazon.
Well, of course
yeah.
you can.
Yeah.
You can get everything. Can you buy
Amazon.
A car on Amazon
oh,
yet?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Houses.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Property.
You can buy, yeah, what
yeah.
am I saying? You can buy cars,
that.
Right?
Yes.
Isn't it? Or is
I'm
that
sure
Facebook I'm thinking of?
eBay.
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 Yeah.
You buy cars on eBay. I haven't shopped for cars on Amazon yet.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I got to believe you can, though, but you
I'm
can
sure.
buy property.
Well, I finally, yeah. did I tell you, Robin, that I got a new car? I got a Subaru.
No.
I got a Subaru.
With
I absolutely love it. I got it at
Forester.
Sewell. And everybody told me, oh, you don't go in there. As a don't go in there single, like just a woman. You know, they're gonna beat the hell out of you. You know,
no,
I'm like,
they
no.
obviously
respectful.
Don't know you.
First of all, that would never happen because I wouldn't allow it.
Right,
I would walk out. I did it through Costco. My Costco card.
Okay.
I only paid $800 over invoice.
Nice.
No
wow.
bologna, no pastrami, none of that stuff that typically people go through. Oh, gosh. What was the guy that handled me his name? He was so sweet. I'll find out. I'll think of it, and I'll give him a shout out maybe later on in the show or tomorrow. But he's been selling cars for 45 years, and he was so nice. And he just told me, you know, let me assure you that we're going to give you the best deal possible. And with the Costco, you know, thing, you just don't even have to worry about
it. What did you do with your other car?
Yeah.
I still have it.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm going to sell it, actually.
Okay.
I really am because
you've done 120 miles an hour now enough times
well,
to where it's not novel.
Well, no,
anymore.
I still need to. I still need to have a little race car or something. I don't know. I can't imagine not having a car to go out and have a little bit of fun with.
Yeah,
you know, early morning when
that's
no one's
good.
On the street, and so
oh, that's
get
cool.
a Tesla.
I could have been a race car driver. I really could have. Like, I've raced many a guy in my time. Mostly my employees. After we'd shut down the pizza place, we'd go on 6:35 at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't say this publicly, but it's already out there. But I
can you get a ticket for something that happened a long time ago?
I don't
ago?
Think so. I don't know. I don't know. Can you? But
I don't know.
But we did it very safely. There was nobody around, and it wasn't very far. Just like, you know, you get on the freeway and then you hammer it. And
you just have the need for speed.
And the funny part is, so I would beat them in my Lincoln Town Car, which had a livery
no way.
Package on it because it had a lot of extra horsepower because it was a livery package they put on cars when they sell them to Arab countries, so because they sit in the heat for a long time. Okay. You know, like when it's the average temperature is 120 degrees, and so it just was a stronger town car. And I used to deliver pizzas in it because it carried up to 100 pizzas at once. I used to deliver them to UPS.
That's quite a business.
And swing by and get wings at the first wing stop and deliver them to UPS. We're going back a few years now, but so I used to beat them on the freeway all the time.
That's hilarious.
So, and you know what? You want to talk about a guy selling his car fast if a girl beats him in town car?
That's humiliating, especially in a town car.
So what kind of Subaru is it?
It's a Crosstrek.
Crosstrek, okay.
Nothing fancy. I think a drive out price with $800 over invoice was like $28,900, something like that.
Yeah,
so
nice. That's
good.
I feel really good about it. And the gas mileage is insane. And it's got this X mode. It's got this X mode button. So I press the X mode button and I can go down into river banks if I wanted to.
Nice.
Or I could climb mountains if I want to.
Yeah.
So.
Something new on your bucket list?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've done that before. I've dropped down ravines and done some crazy stuff. Yes, okay. I did. Before I started the radio show, actually.
When you had time.
Girl, I can tell.
Well, I can't wait. I can't wait to take it to Colorado. So that's my goal.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, we've got a great show coming up. David Essel. Oh, my gosh. I love this guy. We're going to be talking. This is so funny. We're going to be talking about engagement rings and the engagement ring dilemma. Guys, you're not going to want to miss this. And Robin Perry Braun is going to be talking about why people stay in abusive relationships. And Susan Steinbrecher is going to be talking about meaningful alignment. And we're going to teach you all about that. I can't wait. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Wash away my sorrow. Wash away my shame.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I have Robin Perry Braun in studio, as well as Susan Steinbrecher. And I have David Essel on the line. I love this guy. He's always such a joy to be on the air with. He holds a master's degree, and he is the number one best-selling author, counselor, master life coach, and international speaker whose mission is to positively affect 2 million people or more every day, regardless of their current circumstances. And I like that. I really do. David's work is so highly endorsed by guys like the late Wayne Dyer, who we all love and respect so much. Also the author of The Power of Intention, and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, as well as many other celebrities, radio and television networks from around the United States of America. And celebrity Jenny McCarthy says that David Essel is the new leader of the positive thinking movement. Such a pleasure to always have you on the show. How are you doing today, David?
Bernadette, this is awesome for me as well. So good to be back with you.
Yeah, and you know, I love this topic. I'm going to try to keep my own personal stories out of this. I have some that would floor you, actually. But I love this whole story because this is something that women really actually do talk about, believe it or not, like behind the scenes, that men don't really realize how women really talk about this at times. So we're talking about the engagement ring dilemma. So can you tell us about the engagement ring dilemma? Tell us what it is first, can you?
Yeah. First of all, Bernadette, that lead-in song that you played is perfect about being a gold digger. Okay, so the dilemma is this. The dilemma says that, you know what, I want to marry someone for the rest of my life due to what? Why are we marrying someone? What is that thing, Bernadette, that everyone wants to have that lasts the rest of their life?
Well, of course, love.
Love. Right? And so we have these incredible fantasies about finding the man and the woman of our dreams. And when we're talking about the engagement ring dilemma, everything changes from love to appearance in a very high percentage of women because of social conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's really sad. But listen, there's a sad part of it and there's a reality part of it. The sad part of it is that love goes out the window, as I've written in my articles and in my books. When one of my clients came in, and she had been fully in love with this guy for a number of years, and he comes in with a ring that was one-tenth of her expectation. And all of a sudden, everything changed. Like these years of dating, the fantastical conversations they had about what they're going to do with their life and the number of children and where they're going to live, it all went out the window, Bernadette.
Yeah, I read it and thought, what did I say to you guys? Do you remember what I said? Do you remember, Lexi, what I said when I read?
No.
We were talking anyway. I think I said something like, "Well, she didn't love him in the first place, because if a ring is more important than the man, then you're not a good person. First of all, anybody that thinks that would put so much pressure. Oh, I know what I said. I said that if a woman, if the size of the ring was more important than the love, then she didn't really love him in the first place.
Well, her love wasn't at the level of common sense. Her love wasn't at the level. She could have really loved him, but not at the level that could overcome a ring that was too small for her. You know, her presentation to her girlfriends and her family and everything else.
Well, you know what? Maybe he did it to test her. Did anybody ever think of that? Because I have to tell you, if I was a guy, I almost would want to have that test and see how my girl would react. Seriously.
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, in this case, because I worked with the gentleman as well, he had saved for 6 months. He had saved every penny he could.
Wow.
He went shopping from one jeweler to the next to get the very best deal. He was so proud, Bernadette, that he didn't ask anyone to borrow money. He didn't ask anyone to help him. He did research on the internet. And, you know, of course, it crushed him.
Right.
He could see the expression on her face, you know, And then there's another story I tell about a woman that got this outrageously simple sterling silver band as an engagement ring. And she was so proud of that silver, you know, like, mm-hmm. like her girlfriends couldn't believe it. They're going, that's all it is?
Yep.
And she said, yes, isn't it glorious? Isn't it beautiful? Like, you know, she was grounded in this really powerful love for this man.
Mm-hmm. I had the same experience. I got a little silver ring that said, I love you, in the middle of it. And it was the best ring I've ever gotten in my life.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's really about the meaning. What meaning do they give the ring more than what does it mean to them?
Well, I mean, I could give you countless examples of people that I've known, you know, friends of friends or whatever. I think of this one person who has a 5-carat diamond ring with 4 1-carat diamonds around it. And her husband was, you know, dissing her behind her back like 4 months later because she had gained a little weight. To me, that's not love.
No, not at all. Mm-mm.
Yeah, and you know how we even get into this engagement ring dilemma, it tells you the power of mass consciousness.
Yep.
Now, if we weren't in a society, if we didn't live in a country, if we lived somewhere where there was very little resources, you know, they would put like maybe a goat, you know, into the wedding party and go, "Oh my God, my family gave, you know, the bride a goat or the bride's family gave the groom's family a goat, and that was a big deal because they had raised this goat for 10 years and blah, blah, blah." In our society, when I talk about mass consciousness and you look at what's going on, you know, Instagram photos of large engagement rings, the celebrities, you know, if you look at Home Shopping Network and QVC, even though those rings are small, they don't show a small cubic zirconia engagement ring. You know, they show one that is 5 carats.
Well, the whole thing is foolish, David, because diamonds are worthless anyway. Anybody that knows anything knows that it's just you've basically been duped by the diamond industry into believing that that is what means how much a man loves you is how big the diamond is.
That and all the Valentine's Day and all of that stuff.
Right.
Does that.
Oh, exactly. And that's mass consciousness. Because if we did never see these ads and these pictures, you would marry someone for love, and you would be grounded in that love.
Right.
But when you're inundated with all these people with large rings, maybe you have girlfriends that have beautiful big rings, and you feel that when you're getting engaged and you're going to go out and meet your 10 girlfriends, and they all have rings twice or three times or five times the size of yours, if you're really grounded in love and you have high confidence and high self-esteem, Bernadette, you'll be so damn proud, and you'll go, "Yeah, look at it."
That's right. Well, you know, I've got a 3.5-carat sitting in a safe deposit box that it's a joke. It's a joke. Rings are a joke.
Well, and when you look around, you're far from the only person, Bernadette, that has that ring. I mean, a lot of people will pawn their big, expensive diamond ring when the relationship ends. But, you know, I've had clients in my office that switch it to the other hand, you know, because they still want to show off that massive ring.
Man.
Now, I'm not going to judge people what you do after a divorce. If you want to wear the ring around your neck, if you want to wear it because it's beautiful and big, I don't care. If you really believe that a sign of a man's love is how much he can afford, then don't dick around with guys that don't have money.
I love it. I just love the way you say "dick around." I just love the way you just put it out there.
I think he's absolutely right. I mean,
you know, I do think we have to consider the concept of love languages, though. For some people, gifts are a sign of love, and for other people, they're not. And I think that's a factor that has value in this conversation.
Well, and I think this whole belief system about the diamond ring, the engagement ring, just keeps women. It keeps us in a very backwards place, in my opinion. And why doesn't the woman have to pony up a nice ring for the guy? I mean, seriously, why do we do that? Why do we think that a ring is so important, David?
Well, I believe it's because, let's go back to mass consciousness. At some point in time, 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, when they started doing all these things about weddings and engagements, you know, they were giving gifts, like I said, a goat, you know, so someone may have this very valuable goat, and somehow it transformed over the years into a ring, and into the engagement ring. But I'm going to ask, because Bernadette, you're really open-minded, your staff is open-minded, your listeners must be, or they wouldn't be tuning into your show. Just because this is the way it's been done doesn't mean that you have to be a sheep following other sheep to slaughter.
Yeah,
you make a decision and you talk to your boyfriend or your girlfriend and you say, "Hey, listen," and you know, in the article I wrote about the couple that got the tiny little silver band, they had made a decision ahead of time that they were going to take the money that he was going to put into a ring and they were going to invest it in their future.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to, you know, like, don't just be a sheep following the slaughter. You talk to your partner about what's important to you. And if it's not important to spend $2,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 on an engagement ring, don't do it.
Yeah.
Use it for something else. Be creative. Be independent. Quit being a follower. Your show gives people a chance, Bernadette, to start to rethink what we've been suckered into buying into from a mass consciousness point of view, and to start to become their own person.
I love it. I love the messages that you bring to One Life Radio, David. It's always a pleasure. I think we should talk about this a little more, though, because this goes far beyond the engagement ring. This is the whole male-female, what's the word I want to use here? Help roles. Me out, Dave. The
traditional roles.
Yeah.
Roles?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's roles. It's, listen to this, guys.
Societal pressure.
This might shatter some people's belief systems about this whole thing. It's a sign of ownership.
Yep.
Think about that.
Branding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's you're right, And so if I can own this person and put a big ring on so no one else, but listen, some of my favorite clients who have been married for 10, 15, 20 years don't even wear rings at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They bucked the system years ago and said, you know what, that's a ridiculous thought process. We don't need to waste our money on it. And they are more committed than many people with a 10-carat diamond on their finger.
Absolutely. I hate to say Dallas, but Dallas, you see it a lot in Dallas. Mm-hmm. These women that just think that's the most important thing, and they are in terrible marriages. And it's just, I don't know. I just love your attitude. Excuse me. And I always love what you have to say. Thank you so much.
Oh, Bernadette, you are welcome. And for guys that want to get more information, just send them to talkdavid.com. And I look forward to being with you soon, Bernadette.
Yeah, talkdavid.com or davidessel.com, right?
That's correct. Either one works.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye, honey.
All right, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infant's faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Love that song, Diamond Gray. Thank you very much. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos. I've got Susan Steinbrecher in studio with me and Robin Perry Braun. Robin Perry Braun is a holistic counselor who has worked specifically with sex and sexual addictions for 15 years. She is also an emotion code energy practitioner. She does Skype sessions all over the world and uses a holistic approach to address mental, emotional, and physical problems. You can find all of our guest experts at oneliferadio.com. You can also find Robin at integratedlifestrategies.com. That's integratedlifestrategies.com. Today, we're talking about why people stay in abusive relationships. So, why do people stay even when they know the relationship is abusive?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. And so what's important to me as a therapist is to find out what are your reasons? What are your obstacles to leaving? It's not my place to tell you to leave, but a lot of times they have strong beliefs that are keeping them locked into there, even though it's abusive. I do typically advise if you're being physically abused that for your own safety, you need to at least get into a safe place.
Or kick some rear end.
Yeah, or go become a black belt or get a gun permit, you know.
Well, I say that, you know, joking around, obviously, but there's all different types of abuse. And the whole
Absolutely.
On the wheel of abuse, I haven't seen it in a few years, but there are all types of abuse. There's emotional, there's verbal, there's
right.
physical, there's financial, there's even religion. People can abuse you through
spiritual
abuse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, really?
Yeah.
And what's at the root of all abuse? Like control?
Well, control. I mean, most abusers are victims of abuse themselves or, you know, have a narcissistic personality bent. They're very self-absorbed and there's some level of sociopathy in there. Addicts can be abusive because they are, you know, locked into their addiction and they just can't extract themselves. So there's just some level of deep misery that keeps a person from treating another person humanely.
Right.
And a lot of times they're very blind to the abuse. If you grew up in an abusive home, calling each other names may have been your normal,
mm-hmm.
and nobody ever called it out as abuse because
right.
it was your normal. You're desensitized to the impact that it actually has.
That makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah. So a lot of times we stay in abuse because of that reason. We've been desensitized. We grew up with yelling and screaming in the home, name calling. You know, even if it's mild slapping or pinching or hitting, it was our normal. And we just got accustomed to it. So we don't, even though it makes us feel bad, it's
mm-hmm.
harmful, we somewhere know it's destructive. We just developed a tolerance for it. So.
Well, I think a lot of women and men, because men can be victims of abuse as well.
Absolutely.
I don't think it's high of a percentage just
right.
by virtue of the male and female being, you know, physically stronger and
right.
weaker physically
yes.
the sexes. But it can happen to either. But I think once you have children, I know for women, I think of a friend of mine who her husband, this was years ago, he smushed a sandwich on top of her head in front of all the children.
Oh, goodness.
And I remember thinking, oh, my God, I would be gone so fast.
Right.
But she had several children with this
right.
man.
Right.
And he wasn't like that all the time. And so what do you do in a circumstance like
well,
that?
Well, and so, you know, first of all, one, I'm afraid if I get divorced, I'm not a buffer between the children and their dad, and they might not be safe. So I'm going to be a martyr. and think, I can only protect them if I stay in this situation to protect them from their father. That would be one reason she would stay. Another reason is, well, he's only this way a small percentage of the time. That's really one of the reasons a lot of women stay. They have what we call trauma bonding, which is a whole nother topic, mm-hmm. but they're used to having some measure of abuse in the whole percentage of things. But then, you know, he makes up for it. He buys him gifts. He's sweet. He's kind. And so they let the abuse go for a bit until
But isn't
it
that a form
again.
Of manipulation?
It's absolutely. It's a cyclical process in abuse. And but it kind of stops the action, and then you calm down, you kind of, things go back to normal. Most people really in these situations are just in survival mode, and in order to really leave, you have to have a little bit of extra energy to step out of it. And an abuser will try to make sure they keep you locked into a cycle so you don't ever have that extra energy to escape.
Or what about the lack of support? I mean, if they don't have the support.
That would be another reason.
Well, and the circumstance I was talking about, absolutely. She was a stay-at-home mom,
right,
you know?
Right. And so financially, I can't support my kids.
Right.
If we get locked into a debt situation where we're stuck financially, mm-hmm. it is really hard. It's scary to think I'm going to leave with nothing. Now, if you had a family who would take you in, or you had parents or other people to support you, obviously that overcomes that a little bit. But and sometimes we're just overwhelmed. We don't feel like we could work and be moms, that take that all on ourselves. Even if financially we could do it, we're afraid we don't have any help, and that would feel overwhelming. So we'll tolerate abuse rather than be in a state of overwhelm mm-hmm. of having, you know, too much on our plate.
Or well, how many women fall into the trap, and again, it can be men too, but how many fall in the trap of, I deserve this?
Well,
this is happening to me because I did something wrong.
Yeah. Right. And or they get beaten down, their self-esteem, because they ultimately believe that they're worthless.
Right. And, you know, so, and I'm going to just use this statistic because it's true. I worked for a CPS agency, and so we were dealing with a Mexican population here. And one of them reported to me that the statistic here locally is that 95% of Mexican women are abused by their husbands.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so, one, they were raised in a home where they saw their dad abuse their mom. That was their normal. And then, so there's an expectation. The father didn't abuse the children, so mm-hmm. they weren't trying to rescue their children by mm-hmm. escaping. But they culturally, you know, expected it. And I'm not saying that's across the board true. That statistic was reported to me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I saw with a lot of these. So that you go into it with an idea of, I am a possession, you know, I don't have rights, that type of thing. And then you just, the name calling, the beaten down. And if you went into that relationship with shame and low self-esteem right. to start with. So.
Well, and giving, I go back to the diamond thing,
right.
the engagement ring. It's the mm-hmm. whole mentality going into the marriage.
Right.
If a ring is more important to you than your own self-esteem and self-love, then you're already headed for trouble.
Right, right. And I think one of the other issues you find with women is, I know for me, you know, I was married to a sexually addicted man for a lot of years. And one of the reasons I wouldn't leave was he was trying to get better. And so I kept giving him another chance, and he'd go to therapy for a while. And I kept having this thought, like, I'm going to quit, and then he's going to get well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as soon as I divorce him, he's going to get well. And
yeah.
then I'm going to wish I had just waited a little longer or something like that. So that would have been
yeah.
one of the things. One of my other fears was that he would commit suicide if I
yeah.
took his kids away and left.
Mm-hmm.
So all these wrong reasons we stay.
Well, and those are very real fears.
They're very real fears,
I have a
yeah.
friend that actually happened to.
Yeah.
In an abusive relationship that she was in. And she kept trying to get out. And he would, you know, just threaten suicide. And,
right.
and he did do it.
Yeah.
He did do it when she tried to really get away. And,
right.
You know, to no fault of hers, that's absolutely...
No, he was mentally ill to start with.
Absolutely.
And that's the other thing.
But when you're a good person and you don't want to...
That's right.
That person, you find yourself finding compassion for this person that you obviously have loved for many years, or however
right.
many years you've loved them, it right. doesn't matter. But when you love someone... I think right. Your natural.
It is hard.
Inclination is to
give him another chance.
Yes, yes.
You know, and sometimes relationships degrade. They started out okay, and you keep trying to go back to something you had before, thinking it'll cycle back around.
Mm-hmm.
The woman loses, I think, a lot of confidence over time.
Oh, if absolutely.
They feel like they don't have the strength, like you said, or the energy or the confidence. Like, well, who's going to accept me? This may be the only man I'm going to get.
Well, and I'm damaged goods. I may never get another.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But this happens to men, too, because I have another friend, okay, who was abused physically and emotionally and verbally by his girlfriend, who he had a child with.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, she was not a nice person. She really wasn't. And he was a very soft soul.
Well,
a very good soul. And she beat the hell out of him.
And that sometimes, too, is if we have a kind heart, we have this idea of, oh, I'm going to love them even though they abuse me. And one of the best books I ever read, and it's by Dr. James Dobson, is basically what he said is, you cannot have a healthy relationship without mutual respect.
I agree.
And I just went back to that is no matter what you say, what your reasons are, do you want a healthy relationship?
Yeah.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
Respect and trust are at the very core of it.
That's
for
right.
sure. They go hand
absolutely.
In hand. Robin Perry Braun, always a pleasure. I love this woman, having her on the show. Thank you so much. We'll be back with Susan Steinbrecher. We're going to be talking about meaningful alignment. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Money tight, nothing.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans, but they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Love this song. It's so happy. You know, over the break, we were talking about that, my Dixie Dill joke that I told everyone, but I gave the wrong punchline. So it's not you go home and pour yourself a shot. You go the liquid Viagra, you go home and pour yourself a stiff one.
Makes more sense.
Makes more sense. Definitely so makes more sense. I had to correct that just in case you were saying, you know, she didn't. Well, I don't get that joke. But welcome back to One Life Radio. I want to let you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter. And sorry, I'm out of breath. I still not 100% here, but you can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they pay for this programming. They bring it to you. They care about you just like I do. These are companies that I handpick and I align myself with because they're out there doing good things. Companies like Sun Warrior, which you can pick up at Whole Foods. You can get it in your Smoothie King smoothie. You can pick it up.
I got it this morning.
Did you?
I did. I got the strawberry banana and I substituted for Sun Warrior.
There you go.
It was so good.
There you go. And it's so healthy for you. It's plant-based. And even if you you know, are a carnivore, it's good to get a little plant-based protein in there once in a while. You can also get it at Vitamin Shop and Squatty Potty at Vitamin Shop as well. The H Hemp Company, Hemp Oil. I love this company. They are a good company doing good things. I take CBD oil every day, or I guess we're supposed to call it hemp oil. But if you use the coupon code OLR, you get 20% off your first order. And of course, the Paleo Magazine tribe. I love them. It was so great being at Paleo FX. Hope you'll join us next year. And the Well-Being Journal, one of my favorite magazines for years, are now also brand partners with us. So I've got Susan Steinbrecher in studio with me. I found her on Twitter, you guys. I read one of her Twitter posts and thought I really like what she had to say. So I had the girls reach out to her. And here she is. It's such a pleasure to have you in studio.
Thank you. I'm excited to be with you.
Well, it is. It's thank you. And it's such a pleasure to have you here. You are a business consultant and co-author of Heart-Centered Leadership, Lead Well, Live Well, and one of the pioneers of the global heart-centered leadership movement. She is the CEO of Steinbrecher & Associates in Hearst, Texas, and serves as an executive coach, licensed mediator, professional speaker, and leadership advisor. She is also the author of the Amazon bestseller, Kinsho. I can't wait. I didn't know that. I did not know that. I'm going to have to get that book. Okay. A Modern Awakening and the forthcoming book based on her program, Meaningful Alignment. So Susan is an Inc.com columnist, Entrepreneur.com contributor, and Huffington Post blogger. Her work has been featured on MSNBC's Your Business, The New York Times, Fortune Small Business, and BusinessInsider.com. You can find her at Steinbrecher.com or MeaningfulAlignment.com. Such a pleasure, as I said. So let's talk about this. Meaningful alignment. I've never heard this phrase before. So why do most people struggle with authentic communication, particularly during high-impact conversations?
You know, often out of fear. I mean, they're afraid of, how am I going to do this? What if this goes south? What if I can't manage my own emotions? What if this person shows a lot of emotion? I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah.
So people really lack the confidence, competence, and comfort to do it. So we teach people exactly how to, a six-step process, how to navigate the conversation. But we also focus on the most important part in our mind, which we think is the missing part out there, which is the inside game part.
So meaning how do, like the heart-centered communication?
Well, that and how do I have the emotional composure and resiliency to get through the tough conversation?
Okay, so
I got to be able to hang in there.
So what's the toughest conversation you think that you could possibly have?
Yeah, well, on a personal level, obviously, it's my needs are not being met and you need to hear me. That's a tough conversation for a lot of people to have because they don't want to speak up because, again, they're afraid. And in a professional setting, which we work with lots of executives and lots of business folks, and it's getting alignment sometimes with a peer level when you have to influence that other person to a course of action and you can't get anything done without them, but you have no power over that individual.
Right.
So you're working strictly off your influencing skill.
Well, it makes me think
tougher people.
Well, it is. It makes me think of Robert Richman, who was on the show yesterday, and his book, the Blueprint Culture.
Yes.
A great book with lots of good advice, and it is difficult, but I think when you realize that the people on your team, that you're all on the same team together, you don't want to have really any power over anyone because you ultimately don't.
That's
right?
True. However.
However, okay.
Most corporate politics are all about who's trying to outshine the other, who's going to get the next promotion. So there's all kinds of hidden agendas often.
Yeah.
And that's what also makes this difficult because if you've got all this hidden agenda and all this often history with this individual also, by the way, people think the conversation's about this topic. It can be. But if you have a history with this individual, whether you know it or not, you're bringing the history of all the previous topics and conversations, good, bad, or ugly,
to the table.
Into this table, okay. Right, into this particular conversation.
Wow.
So it's that history you're also overcoming, and that's, I mean, that's a challenge.
Well, tell us about your meaningful alignment work and why it's so important to focus on emotional management and critical communication skill building in the workplace.
Okay, so first of all, what we know statistically is when you get to a certain level of leadership, I mean, it's kind of understood you're smart. Okay, so the IQ is probably going for you.
Right.
That's just kind of known. That's an even playing field. But what makes the difference, what I call the difference that makes the difference, is the emotional intelligence side.
Oh, I love this.
So how do you build the emotional intelligence? Well, you know, you weren't born with that. And we were actually are in a situation where we judge people by what we see.
Mm-hmm.
We're considering them every minute of the day based on what energy they're projecting, what we're seeing come from them. And we're making decisions whether we can trust that individual or not. That's just kind of innate in our nature. Uh-huh. Protects us. It's for safety, security reasons. So immediately we have a tendency to judge an individual or assume something is going on versus really try to come to understand.
Yeah.
So the problem is when you're trying to get alignment with somebody for the achievement of a business goal or for to move the organization forward, or we have to, this is the vision of the company and we need to all get there together. You've got everybody going on with their own mental models, their own history, their own story, and that often gets in the way.
Oh, In most circumstances, you know, your old garbage gets in the way of growth, basically.
Right. And so you have to deal with not only how do I navigate this conversation, how do I make sure that this person feels respected, because that's going to be the window in.
Yeah.
I mean, I can teach a person a six-step process to achieve what I call the practical need of that conversation, which is what is the actual goal to get accomplished. But the real true effort and the real issue that you have to meet is that person's ego personal needs, which is I want to feel valued, mm-hmm. respected, cared about, listened to, involved. If
right.
you do that, I'm going to hang in here emotionally. At least it'll be more neutralized versus
right.
escalating into a negative state.
Well, what can you do during the heat of the moment, particularly if a conversation is spiraling, you know, a little bit out of control?
Right. So we teach a couple of things around that. One of the things we call deflect. So the point is you've got to get the attention and the energy off yourself,
mm-hmm.
because you're finding yourself freaking out. I mean, when you think about it, you know, it's like you need that moment to take the deep breath or do something. Just get the energy off of you. So one way to do that is to ask a question or to say, that's interesting. Tell me more.
Mm-hmm.
Now this person's talking. That gives you a moment to take a deep breath. Count to 10, whatever self-management that you need for yourself. For me, it might be a message that says, this too shall pass.
Yeah.
Or,
but shouldn't you be really listening at that point?
You are. You can do both. You really can do both, because you're listening to what they're saying. And you can actually even be writing, which I like as well. Because
uh-huh.
when you're writing, you're sort of getting it out of the body. You're sort of getting that energy out of your system.
Mm-hmm.
But you're buying yourself that time to regain that composure. And that's the challenge, is that if the negative emotion in yourself keeps escalating, we already know that's not going to go well. So let's say that happens. Worst case, you've tried all your self-management techniques. It's not working. This is escalating. It's better to delay that conversation than to continue, because we can guarantee this is not going to go well.
Right.
If you're emotionally hijacked, different part of the brain is activated.
Right.
It's not the prefrontal cortex. That's the thinking critical center. It's the amygdala, right? That
right.
is the fight or flight or freeze response. So even saying to the person, hey, you know what? This isn't going well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm upset. You're upset. Why don't we give ourselves a little bit of time to take a step back?
That's a timeout.
It's a timeout and reconvene, because we know we really can predict it won't go well. So you might as well, worst case, you can't get this on track, at least delay the conversation and say, why don't you think about it? I'll think about it. And let's come back tomorrow and let's see if we can't readdress this.
Yeah, and I think that's great advice, no matter whether it's something personal or it's something in business, because
both.
At the end of the day, you've got a job, you've got a life to live, you've got a job to get done, whether it be at your house or, you know, at the office. And nothing gets accomplished with just one person. You have to work together as a team.
Absolutely. It's a team approach.
Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure having you in studio.
Thank you.
Wish
I'm
we
excited
had more
to be
time.
Here.
But great to meet you, and I'm
Thank
sure
you.
The listeners love having you in as well. So, you know what, everyone, I love doing this show. I really do. I hope you enjoyed listening today, because you know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you only get one life. So get out there today and make the most of it.